this is obviously ZZ Top's Just Got Paid. Yeah, I know. I cut in on the good part. Sorry. But it's time for me to go. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Before ZZ Top, we heard from the Phantom Limbs at Murder Us Windpipes. That's off a new CD, 1999 to 2004. That's got 7 inches and live stuff on it. And two from Hex Machine, we heard Godheads Full of Candy, followed by Pink Whiskey. Please stay tuned. The Dusty Show is up next.
Clay Pigeon, and you're Lil Dusty, and you're listening to The Dusty Show on WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Now, energy comes.
It's late as I'm recording this. Everybody's asleep here in the loft. Cordoned off in the music room. That's what we call it. But there's a lot of boxes and stuff in here too. It's kind of pseudo storage, pseudo music. A little bit more storage lately than it's been music. Here's the hi-hat cymbal. I gotta play it quietly. The bongos. Congas. And my old amplifier. God, I haven't played guitar for so long. What happens to us?
I don't know.
Dreams covered with cobwebs and dust. Again. Penn Station. Again. I went to Penn Station again today. Penn Station revisited tonight on the Dusty Show.
Mo!
What's your name?
It's Albert Carlton Mock.
Albert, are you homeless here at Penn Station?
I'm a bum, yes.
Not a bum. You seem like an intelligent man.
Well, I'm a bum, though. I wouldn't consider myself homeless.
So how did you arrive in this position in life? What events transpired to bring you here?
Just bad luck, I suppose.
Lost a job, or?
Pretty much. I wouldn't claim it to be a lost job. Maybe just a misfortune.
Misfortune?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from New York.
From New York City your whole life?
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
I'm 26 years old.
Young man, 26.
26.
Do you see a way out of this position that you're in?
I could have better luck.
You think it comes down to luck sometimes in life? You think there are...
Or maybe just a chance. I would say maybe a chance would be bad.
What would you like to do if you had the chance?
I want to see the chipmunks. I want to see the chipmunks.
To be happy. Just be happy, maybe. I just want to be happy. I think being a bum right now is maybe just my way of being.
Is there a piece to it?
Not a piece, maybe just reality.
Time for contemplation.
Non-contemplation, maybe just acceptance.
What have you accepted?
Life is just life.
Do you like it?
I enjoy it as so.
What's your dream profession? Are you an artist?
To sing more.
You sing?
Freely.
Who's your favorite singer? I know you have many.
I got one, Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
I don't know why I like it.
taxes due.
Where's she been? Did she divorce Bobby Brown?
I haven't heard that.
I thought they were separated. She's one who you just hope makes a comeback. She seemed to struggle so hard with drugs and dysfunction.
I think Whitney Houston's sold a lot of records, though. Won, like, what, 9 Grammy Awards, so that's enough to retire all.
Everyone knows she's marvelously talented. I Will Always Love You. I like that song.
Oh, wow.
You know who wrote it?
I think it was Whitney Houston.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What message of love would you like to send to the world?
Be faithful to yourself and know that you are a believer for a reason, and you're born for a reason, and this will become something, yourself.
Is there a supreme deity? Is there a supreme deity?
I don't want you.
Narcissus is my hero.
Narcissus. Love of self.
Yeah. Love of the solo as well.
The solo?
Solo. Solo body. I.
Guitar solos?
Maybe like a Jimmy Page, I don't know.
What's your name?
My name is Jerry.
Jerry? How old, Jerry?
I'm 31.
31.
31.
And what brings you to Penn Station tonight?
Well, I commute back and forth to a studio out in Newark Broad. I work with a couple of artists, so...
People I've heard of?
Yep. Grammy award-winning artist, Chrisette Michelle, Def Jam recording artist.
No kidding. What do you do for this artist?
Well, I do a bunch of things for her. I'm really the all-purpose guy. I book dates for her, after parties.
You book dates?
Yeah.
After parties? That's a lot of responsibility.
Yep.
Yeah.
Grammy-winning artist.
Yes.
You're dealing in the big financial league there.
Yeah, hopefully this year, her new album is about to drop May 19th. It's executive produced by Neo. So it's the first album Neo has ever executive produced. He wrote a lot of records.
Look at me. I'm 51. Old guy from Iowa. You're saying all these names. Grammy-winning performers. Neo. Neo to me is Keanu Reeves in The Matrix.
Do you believe in fate, Neo?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean.
Who do you like old school? You got a little snow on the roof there, more than Barack has.
Yes. I've always had him.
You've been in the game for a long time?
About 7 years. Premature gray hairs.
Are you a singer yourself?
No. I just like to produce music.
You produce?
Yeah, that's all I love to do.
Who have you worked with?
Busta Rhymes, Jada Kiss. This is probably stuff, Phoebe, that you still don't know about now.
I know about Busta Rhymes.
Okay, yeah, work with him.
Now, was he in Wu-Tang? Producers, who are your heroes? Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, Rick Rubin, people like that, the classics,
yeah.
George Martin, Quincy Jones.
Oh, Quincy Jones, I must state unequivocally, is my idol. I read his book, Q, the autobiography. He is my inspiration. I mean, he's...
Let me drop names for your impressions. Barry Gordy.
Great music pioneer, Motown. You know, he laid the blueprint for these young guys that's out now, like the Def Jams and the Rockefellers and the G-Units and all that. So he laid the blueprint.
Mayfield.
Oh, man. Dun-dum-dum.
Dun-dum-dum. Dun-dum-dum.
Dun-dum-dum-dum.
It is great. That's what I said. Let the man rap a plan, said he'd send him home. But his hope wasn't right, and he should have known. Super flat.
The Beatles.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't.
Do you give him credit? Good songwriters?
Of course. Paul McCartney, I think, is probably one of the greatest songwriters to probably ever do it. I mean, Yesterday, and Yellow Submarine, and I mean...
I was just talking to a homeless guy a few minutes ago and asked him who his favorite was. And he said... Whitney Houston.
Wow.
Will she ever come back? Was it all Bobby Brown's fault?
Not all Bobby Brown's fault.
Whoa!
A lot of people didn't know in the industry. She's always been...
Having an addictive personality.
Indulging here and there.
Super talent.
They just, Bobby Brown probably bought out, really bought it out. Because he gets high too.
We must make it a priority to give every single American quality, affordable health care. With this budget, we are making a historic commitment to comprehensive health care reform.
Barack Obama.
About time. About time. I think he just came in a time when people were just really fed up with the Republicans. And just my honest opinion, it could have been anybody from the Democratic Party that was going to win. That's just my opinion, because people were just so fed up with the Bush and the Republican Party. If it wasn't Barack, it definitely was going to be Hillary. You know, it really was going to be a first for somebody, whether it was Hillary or Barack Obama. Just the time, just he was just so charismatic, and, you know, he did something that no president-elect ever did. I mean, who uses text messaging to get his word out to people? So he fit right in with the time. So it was perfect that he became president. And, of course, it's a black man, so it's a great honor. And a lot of people shed tears the day he was elected. But it was really, I really feel it could have been anybody from the Democratic Party at that time.
What's your message of peace and love to everybody in Jersey City, where this will air in New York City and around the world on the internet on WFMU?
Just always believe in yourself, never give up, and, you know, just keep God first in your life, because, you know, the blessings are really there. You just got to believe. You know, sometimes it's a dark road and you just want to give up. But it's not a cliche. Just keep pushing for what you believe in.
And what's your producer name again?
My name is Jerry. That's all I go by.
Jerry?
Yes, I'm not.
Are you known?
Oh.
Is someone in the audience going, he's talking to Jerry?
You can Google Jerry Bagley. It's not going to be, you have to do Jerry Bagley Live and Direct. That's the name of my company. So when you go, it's not going to be the first Live and Direct stuff. Just keep going through your Google page, and you'll see Jerry Bagley, and you'll see what I'm about.
I don't know why I thought of this, Jerry, but one more thing, if you would.
Yes.
A message to old people who might be feeling lonely and broken down and out of the way and forgotten.
You're surely not going to hang me. We're too skinny and old.
You broke a royal command, so you're going to be hanged.
The thing about, like, older people, they gotta give us younger people a chance too. I know they came up and they had their time, and they should just appreciate what younger people are doing too. Sometimes an older person can be kind of set in their ways, and like, this is the way you need to go, young guy. But it is a change of times. Things do evolve, and we do appreciate the older people in our life because those older people have wisdom.
Are your parents alive?
My mom.
Is she proud of you?
Yeah. And I'm proud of my mom because she's been through so much. And like I said, it's the older people that paved the way for us.
How about dad? Close? Were you close?
Not really close with my dad.
To bring sadness that empties my soul. Life is too short for a dog growing old.
Take care, man. Thanks
thank
for the
you.
Time you spent talking to
and
me.
All your audience and all your people out there, thank you too for just accepting us and, you know, keep up the good work.
I don't know how to shake. I'm shaking just straight ahead. Well, how you do it? Two slaps.
Two slaps. You gotta do a couple
high
of
five.
Ones, you know.
You gotta, you get there 100 of them.
Shake and, yeah.
How do you know what to do when you're walking up to Coolio or something?
No. Coolio needs a lot of help too, you know. He's smoking again, so I mean, hey.
On the pipe?
Yes, yes.
Crack.
Yeah, he just got found with a whole bunch of crack on him, man.
Crack, drill, Applejack. He jumped in and he couldn't jump back. He was just too blind to see that. Death lives in the Rock House.
Aw, that's sad.
Yeah,
well,
is.
Maybe he'll pull it together. He
yes.
seemed like a he's got some personality too.
Yes. Jersey City, go!
Thank you, man.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be.
What's your first name?
Andrew.
Andrew, you happy with Obama so far?
No.
The Dusty Show.
Why aren't you happy?
Why? Because he's doing too many things.
Did you vote McCain?
Of course.
How about Sarah Palin last night, huh? How about her, huh? How about the job she did, huh?
Obama. What's he doing wrong? What's wrong with this budget?
What's he doing wrong with this budget?
Too much spending?
I would think he's spending a lot, yeah, more than he should be spending, yeah. Too many perks, too many of these little things, yeah.
What should we do?
What should we do?
Obama said last night there's no plan from the other side. If you've got one, tell us what it is. Do you have any ideas?
No. Well, I'm sure they...
Make them fail if they need to fail.
Who needs to fail?
Whoever isn't...
Do you agree with Rush? Would you like to see Obama fail?
Rush never said that he wanted Obama to fail.
Clarify.
He said he wanted the policy to fail.
So you're conservative. What are your feelings right now?
A little frightened for the future.
I felt fear on the left when W was in power. Do you think to a certain degree that we're part of a culture of fear, that we've been made fearful of each other a little bit?
How would you feel afraid of him? He tried hard. He just had a Democratic Congress. He couldn't get a lot of things done. Why couldn't he try? He did a lot of good things. He couldn't get things done because of Democratic Congress. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. Of course he couldn't get things done.
You don't like them at all?
Oh, God, please.
Who are your political heroes?
Political heroes?
Of today.
Of today? Oh, Romney. I like Romney.
Mitt Romney,
yes.
Do you think his Mormonism hurt his chances to become president?
I guess so.
Moms, you know, they say the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull
50-pound bag of Purina.
Lipstick.
What about Palin?
I liked her. I'm not sure she had the exact, you know, background, but
and well, you can chime in.
That's so silly to say that she didn't have the background.
Well, I'm
what? She was a governor and she ran a state. And of course,
you liked Sarah.
Oh, I thought she was fine. I thought she certainly had as much political experience as Obama.
We all know what we're going to say,
and
don't
that
we?
Is true, but that's not just a remark. That's a truth.
Do you respect Barack Obama as a man?
That's a really interesting question. From what I know of him, yes, but what frightens me are the things I don't know, the politics in Chicago, and the fact that he was part of that for so long.
Chicago makes you suspicious,
yes,
because there's so much corruption.
And his rise there.
Heirs.
Oh, yeah, right. Heirs, yeah, yeah.
Are you bitter about the election?
Am I bitter? I'm not bitter, no, I'm not bitter.
Wish Obama well for the sake of the country.
Of course, absolutely.
I'll be 100%.
Absolutely. 100%.
It's a tough job. Very difficult job. I wish him the best of all. But.
What's your message of peace and love to all the liberals in New Jersey and New York that listen to this radio station and around the world? As a conservative Republican with a good heart.
Just think about the conservatives. We have good ideas. Listen to both ideas. Don't you preach diversity? But you want to hear the conservative voice. You just want to hear your voice. So hear both sides. That's what I preach.
Don't you think these days we have more boutique news that's kind of designed to tell us what we want to hear? Like, you guys probably listen to Fox more than I am.
If his middle name is Hussein, what is wrong with people that bring up his middle name?
Because his father was Muslim and named him Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, there's nothing wrong with Fox. It's fair and balanced. They have a lot of liberals on Fox.
What's the worst station?
I listen to...
I don't know because I don't listen to
John, that. John Stewart and all those guys.
No. Keith Olbermann is awful.
Finally tonight, a special comment about President Clinton's interview. The headlines about it are, of course, entirely wrong. It is not essential that a past president, bullied and sandbagged by a monkey posing as a newscaster, finally lash back.
What is it about him that gets to you?
Oh, come on.
He's smarmy?
No, he just criticizes. I mean, just for the sake of criticizing. He makes fun. That's not right. Make fun of people.
What do I think is the worst station? I have no idea. To watch television.
What is he on? Keep over him.
What do you love that has nothing to do with politics besides your wife here?
Music. Mm-hmm. I love music.
I love music.
This classical that's going on
classical
over here?
Classical is absolutely...
That's right. It. You listen to classical?
I play it, sure.
You play it. What do you play?
Piano.
Piano.
She's a cantor at the church, our church.
A cantor at the church?
Yeah.
Wow, it's very talented.
Yes.
You're a lucky man.
I am lucky man.
I tell him that all the time.
What do you love about this guy? He's nicely dressed. He looks great. He looks still good health. Got nice color.
For an old man, right?
Yeah, he looks great.
He's a nice person. Give her a couple of days, she'll figure out something.
And you're the... Are you the... Who are you?
I'm the liberal.
Are you the liberal? How'd you end up with these two?
My best friend.
You're liberal. Oh.
No, I don't vote for...
You guys not... Do you not talk politics together? Do you avoid it?
We do. We do. And we actually have the same views about so many things. But I don't vote party. I vote person. So.
Who'd you vote for?
I voted with her.
For McCain?
Mm-hmm.
John McCain doesn't really want this revealed. However, he has trouble emailing because of injuries he sustained during torture as a POW.
What do you think about Barack?
I like him. I think he's got gumption. I think he's smart. And I think he's upright. I'm concerned about the fact that they're not putting any kind of parameters on these people that they're loaning all this money to. That makes me a little crazy. I don't think that's prudent or... I don't think it's prudent or professional.
Is your train here?
Almost.
Michelle's sleeveless look, what do you think?
I couldn't care less. Although she's certainly in good shape.
What we see in this race is that people want to be in a better place.
and they're ready to work for it. And that gives me hope.
Final words.
I hope that it works out for Obama, because I don't want America to go down to change to a socialist country.
Final word.
I have faith in Obama. I think he's going to do a good job.
Take care, you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
From 1983, here's Al Jorgensen and Ministry from the album With Sympathy. This is Revenge.
Karen Howell.
49.
What do you do in New York City now?
My daughter is in theater, and I came here so that she could go to a theater school.
You did? You're checking the school out with your daughter?
No, she's in the school.
And how do you feel about that theater world in Manhattan? Does it make you fearful for her?
Actually,
she's calling you now.
No, she's not. I'm just trying to figure out exactly. Oh, okay. You're okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Was I freaking you up?
Well, no, just making sure.
I know. Okay. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. It's very hard.
What's the purpose of this?
I talk to people on the street and just get people's stories.
Okay.
Just regular people on the street. Not that you're regular. Oh, I hope you're regular.
No. Actually, yeah, I'm pretty normal. No, my daughter actually is going to school here, and she's graduating in about a week.
Graduating, she's all done?
Yep. And
are you proud?
Very, because she's landed a job. She's going to be working at a theater in Maine.
No kidding, where at in Maine?
Outside of Freeport.
That sounds fun, doesn't
Maine
it?
State
to be
theater, yeah.
To be that age and going into the fields you love. And Maine sounds kind of romantic and exotic somehow. They have summer stock up there today?
Yep, summer stock. So she's going to be working in summer stock.
She a good actress?
I think
actor,
she is.
I guess you're saying.
I think she is. We'll have to see.
Comedy or drama? Or
musical.
What do you listen to it at the house? Musicals?
She does. I will tell you that growing up, we probably had a copy of every single musical you could possibly think of from...
The Music Man?
Music Man.
Well, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community.
Where's Dad?
Orlando.
In Orlando. He had to stay home and keep working.
No. Divorce.
How long ago?
When she was born.
Right away?
Yeah.
Before she was born?
No, afterwards. Soon afterwards. So I've been raising her by myself.
Were you trying to stay together knowing you were going to have a baby?
No.
You seem okay with it now.
Yes.
Share your story a little, because a lot of people go through such things, and maybe it's still painful for them. How'd you get through it? Was it your idea?
To get divorced? Yes. He wasn't ready for fatherhood.
He was young.
No, he just wasn't ready for fatherhood. We had a Mercedes, we lived on the golf course.
Wow, you had a lot. He made some
lot.
Money. He made some
yeah.
money.
We're friends now.
You are.
He's grown up and he has a family.
How about you? Did you meet anyone else?
Nope. I like
never
to...
did.
No, I dated a few people off and on, but I was really more interested in being focused on raising my child, because that was the whole point of going out on my own, was to nurture this little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obama, love him or loathe him?
Love him. Fear for him.
In what way?
He has the weight of the world literally on his shoulders, and
a lot of people against him.
Yeah, I like him. I like his family. I think that they're just well rooted and they're honest. And I think that his integrity shows through. And when he makes mistakes, he'll accept and take ownership of even little mistakes. Okay, I said something I shouldn't have said. Oh man, that was really bad.
I bowled a 129.
That's very good,
Mr.
President.
This is
like Special Olympics or something.
No, that's very good. No, listen, I'm making progress on the bowling.
That was an accident.
Thoughts on Whitney Houston.
I knew her. It's like you know her when she was younger and so talented. And
back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. Cute her in the butt.
Yeah. And so ashamed that her lifestyle... Oh, my train's coming. That her lifestyle and her... her inability to stay rooted got the best of her.
Side two of tonight's Dusty Show, everybody. Play Pigeon in Manhattan on an overcast Thursday afternoon. I love Thursdays. And I'm just about to... looks like 3 minutes and... what are they? 3 hours and 43 minutes before showtime, and I've got a whole side yet to produce. 30 minutes of radio here in the pigeon coop to produce for you. We'll go back to Penn Station. Dusty. We'll go back to Penn Station to walk the linoleum corridors. Still much to do to get side two together for you. How long you been around these parts?
You mean living in the area?
New York City, New Jersey area.
My whole life.
Your whole life. Yes. You love it?
No.
You don't?
No.
You'd like to get out?
Yes, I'm trying to get out.
Where would you go?
Boston.
Boston. What is it about Boston that calls to you?
A woman. I would,
A woman, you're in love.
Yeah, but it's a totally inappropriate, crazy thing. And
married woman?
No, a very young woman. It's just, you only live once, and, yeah, I'm in bad shape here. I lost my job.
Are you homeless? Are you dressed nicely?
I'm what they call partially homeless. And believe it or not, you should tell your radio listeners, there's a lot of us out here. And,
I'm walking around Penn Station tonight that homeless everywhere.
And you see homeless. But people have this misconception, and this is the most important thing to know, that the homeless are these, like, really messed up people with flies buzzing around them, and you know, they're smelly and this and that. And that is not true. I'm homeless, right? If you look at me, you think I'm a successful, middle-aged guy, but that's not the case. So, there's a lot of people out here that are really hurting, and I...
How long have you been home?
About a year.
How long have you been home?
About a year. Because of my divorce. You know.
Was it because of the young woman?
No, she has nothing to do with it. And that she kind of snapped me out of. As inappropriate as it is for me to be with that young woman, she snapped me out of my funk when I got divorced. I lost everything. And of course, when you go through something like that, you give up hope. And the problem with being homeless is that you're homeless, so you can't get a job, and you can't get a job, so you're homeless. It's this horrible catch 22.
22.
There's a lot of good people out here that just don't belong here. And the mayor of the city just wants it for the wealthy, so there's very little services. They don't even let you sleep at night, man. They keep waking you up over and over. It looks like I have held on. I've held on, and I'm at the point where I can't pay the credit cards anymore. I work part-time. I just might blow out a credit card, right? Because the government bailed them out. Who's bailing me out? Who's bailing me out? The government bailed out the wealthy people. So maybe I'll blow out one of their credit cards, and I'll get a place somewhere up in Boston, and I hear it's a lot easier to get a survival job. And I'll keep doing my thing, you know? What are you going to do, man? I'm angry, but I haven't given up, you know? I'm not a bad person, and that's what people should know. The people they see on the street and the people, you know, it can happen to anyone, and we're not bad. Just things happen, man.
How do you get health care?
I don't. Look at my teeth. What am I going to do? I'm shopping around for a dentist to fix this tooth.
What happened?
I lost my health insurance about a year ago.
What happened to your teeth?
I got into a fight down here. It's rough on the street. Got into a fight, I guess, because I'm getting older. The guy, you know, hit me in the mouth. And my teeth cracked, you know? So that's part of the catch-22. Maybe I won't get a job because my teeth are cracked. I mean, it's not that bad, but I got to get it taken care of. It's embarrassing, you know?
How do you sleep?
You don't. One thing I want to tell your listeners, if you see a homeless person sleeping, let them sleep. You can get food, you can get clothes, but the one biggest commodity when you're homeless is sleep, because the cops do not let you sleep. They wake you up every hour on the hour, and they move you. You know, and people like me, a lot of homelessness is about race. So I really, being white, I can't go to a homeless shelter. You know, it might get dangerous. I'm not racist or anything like that. It's just the way it is on the street. It's just very race sensitive, unfortunately. Even though there are a lot of good people out here, I've met a lot of great people, you know, good people that don't belong here. They just can't catch a break, or something happens, a divorce.
What's your trade?
Sickness. I'm in the arts and business, so I don't
know. In the arts, what do you do?
I'm in the film business. I really can't get too much into, I work today.
Aww.
I work today, and I'm
an extra?
I work today, I can't tell you what I do, but I'm in the film business, and I'm around people probably worth sometimes $50 to $100 million. And I'll chat with them, and just like we're chatting right now, they have no idea that I'll be spending my night at Penn State.
How do you stay clean?
I can't tell you that. You learn ways to do things that you never thought you could do. You just learn how to survive. I can't tell you how I stay clean, but I do.
So you want to get up to Boston?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be too hard. Why aren't you there already?
Fear. I gotta get a job. What if I get a place and the whole bottom falls out? I can't get a job. And then I'm afraid of my credit, screwing up my credit totally, and then I can't use the credit cards. Then what happens?
I don't know.
Where's your family?
Estranged from them.
How did it happen?
It happened because they blamed me for everything that happened to them, and it's just not my fault. You know, no one will ever believe that, but, you know, I'm the scapegoat of the family, so.
There's been drama.
Yeah, an enormous amount of drama.
What happened, man? There's a story there.
There's a huge story.
Might be time to just tell it. Your family doesn't like your present romantic situation.
No, I have no contact. I have no family. That's one of the reasons I'm homeless. If I had a family, I'd be staying with
them.
Are
they around here, but you just can't
Some
knock
of them
on
are.
The door?
Can't knock on the door.
They're mad at you. You're the black sheep.
The black sheep, man. I was the good guy of the family. I was the good guy. They're gangsters, you know?
That's how it is. You try to do good your whole life, and you're the one who winds up in the street. And people are finally starting to find out, like, that all these bankers and these mortgage people and all these so-called successful people are the real criminals. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's starting to find this out. And a guy like me, you know, sometimes I'll be sleeping over there and I'll look a little shabby and they'll say, what a loser, what a bad guy. But I've survived.
Is your home kind of Penn Station? Is
what?
It kind of your home?
Part-time it is, yeah.
Does it almost feel like one after a while?
Absolutely.
Like if you went to Boston and your life,
I don't feel at home in Boston.
Would you come back here and feel sentimental? Like
no. Absolutely not.
You can't wait to get out of here.
Can't wait to get out of here. Can't wait to get out of here. It's New York. There's a lot of evil, vicious people. You got to be careful. You know, this is just the way it is.
What about a small town out in the middle of nowhere? Could you see yourself out there in Illinois? Or
not a family. I have a bit hard time with loneliness. If I had a family, I could get out there.
Are you lonely here?
Less lonely than other places because you know everyone. You know people. You know,
I know you by name.
Absolutely. Sure, you get to know people and then you get, you know, where I used to live with my wife. I had a wife. I had an apartment. I had money.
They recognize
you,
people from your past.
So you go back to your neighborhood and you're like, they think you're okay, you know? You don't tell them. See, homelessness has this big stigma about it. You know what I'm saying? I was part of a program that helps artists. Listen to this. Your listeners are going to love this. I was part of a program that helps artists. Computer skills, job skills. This is what they teach you. It's fantastic. As long as you're working in the arts, you got to be working. Okay? As long as you're working in the arts as a professional, you can get computer training. You can get a lot of help from who pays for it? The government pays. So where does the government get their money? From me. They found out I was homeless. Guess what? Hit the road, buddy. I can't use the services I'm paying for. It's crazy. That's what happens, man. So,
you like the Obama?
I this better be anonymous or I'm in big trouble. I love Obama. I think he has some great ideas. I'll tell you what, a friend of mine lives in England. He's an American. He got residency over there. I said to him, he has told me he will never come back to the United States, ever. I said, come back, Obama, it's going to be exciting. He goes, when they pay for my health care, for my dental, for daycare, for my kids' college education. He goes, when all of those things are free in the United States, I'll come back. Do you think Barack Obama is going to make all of those things for free like they are in England? And he goes, don't give me the garbage that we pay more taxes. Because he goes, I don't pay a little bit more. But what was I doing there? He goes, I was suffering. Suffering. He goes, and here I have a life. He goes, just come to England. Just come to Europe and have a life. He goes, you're garbage there. If you don't have money here, we all know, man. You're done. You're done.
You love America.
You're done. No, I don't love America. I don't love it. You know, I think I love my country. I mean, I love the land. I love some of the people. I love what the founding fathers, you know,
the premise of it,
but something has gone horribly wrong.
Around the world, economies are sinking and governments are looking for answers.
I guess it's like, I think if you keep feeding a dog,
50-pound bag of Purina,
it'll just eat until it dies, or like mice, if you give them like sugar water, they'll just, until they die, they'll just keep going. And I think corporations, maybe it's that they just feed on money. And it's so irrational that they'll destroy themselves getting this, getting money. It's just all about the almighty dollar. Unfortunately, I wish it wasn't like that, but that's just the way it is, you know?
You've been homeless for a while.
What?
You've been homeless for a while.
Yeah.
On the street, literally.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know that we don't know? What have you learned? What's the main thing? What don't we know that you've been able to figure out from all this time to think and watch?
It might sound weird, but the biggest revelation for me is that, hey, I'm still a good person, man. I'm not giving up. As messed up as everything is, and the most important thing, too, that Americans should know, that I've learned, it's not all your fault. I used to blame myself for everything, and it's just not all your fault, you know? I mean, if I could get my teeth fixed, and if I had health care, you know, and a little bit of help, things would be a lot better. And they'll say, well, go to NYU Dental Clinic or get Cobra and this and that. But they don't tell you that Cobra is $600 a month.
582.
Where am I going to get $600 a month, you know? And so, but that's the most important.
Is crime ever tempting?
It's tempting, but I have never committed I've never committed a crime. No, I've gotten tickets for trespassing and blocking traffic because you'll pass out on the floor and the cops will give you tickets and you gotta go to court and you just tell them, look.
And it just gets deeper and deeper, doesn't it?
That's the scary thing. It gets deeper and deeper, so a person like me has got to make a move, right? Because I've gotten physically hurt.
Is it harder mentally the longer you're out of the loop? Do you feel detached, like it would be difficult to work again?
Yes, kind of scary. You get kind of scared, you know? What's it going to be like when I have to sit in a room all by myself? I was in a hotel last night, had some extra money, so, you know, I get my little hotel, and I was lucky because I didn't have to share the room, you know, usually you share a room, you get a hostel, you know, so I was there all by myself, and I got to tell you, I got a good night's sleep, but I felt uncomfortable, you know, because you got to face shit, man, you got to face stuff, like some of the crazy stuff that you've seen, and I thought of, you know, I've seen families, my little kids, homeless. You know what that does to you? You know what it does? How could they be homeless in the United States? How could this country let that happen? Little kids and the cops are supposed to report that, but the cops turn their backs because they can't deal with it. How could that happen?
I don't know.
What's the funnest part of your day?
The funnest part of my day? Oh, man, if I get a good night's sleep, I just, you know, I feel good. That's the funnest part, the morning. Because I get a lot of stuff for free. People get to know you, you know? And they'll give you coffee for free, breakfast for free. You know, they get to know
you. You got a network.
Absolutely, man.
Here's a weird question.
Absolutely.
Do you love your mom and dad?
No, if I had the chance, I would probably torture my mom and dad, you know? Because they had no right or reason to blame me for anything, you know? They should have loved me, man. And, you know, people are going to say I'm a cop-out and I'm blaming and this and that, but they're one of the reasons I wound up here, you know? This is no question about it. There's no question about it.
They gave you some dysfunction?
An enormous amount of dysfunction. But I'm also proud that I'm not a drug user or an alcoholic or any of that stuff, you know? The reason my marriage ended was because, and I was married 6 years, was because I didn't come up with the big bucks. Plain and simple, man. And she was a young, gorgeous girl, and she said, you know what? This guy ain't gonna make it. And she took off, and that's made it kind of easier in a way. That's the way it is, man. I just gotta make money, that's all. I'm a good guy. I just gotta make some money.
Is that not what you're about? Does it go against the core of you?
That's what it's about. I'm not a materialistic guy at all, so that's part of the problem.
It doesn't go with New York, does it?
Doesn't go with New York. I'm a
good-looking guy, as you can see. I used to be. So I never needed money to get girls, you know, especially in New York, because they don't see it. Right? But once they get to know you, you'll get them. But then they split, because you don't have the money. You don't have money.
What does get them mean?
You get them. You know, you date them for a while. You know, you get that pretty girl. You get to sleep with her. You get to go out with her. You get to go to the movies. But after a while, you got to come up with the money. It's, you know, that's just the way it is, man. You got to make money. That's what it's all about. And in my life, you know, it just never was a priority, man. I was always in the arts and this and that. But when you get older, like, you're probably close to my age. When you get older, you see, oh, man, it's all about the money, you know?
Ah, now.
Why didn't I make all that money, man? You know, I came close, but I didn't make it.
Is it over?
I think I got one more shot. I got one more shot, Clay. I got one more shot, and then it's over. Then it's over. I think one more shot, and then we're talking functional alcoholism, you know, or something. But I don't want that. I don't want that. Life is too. There's a lot of good things out there to live for, you know.
What's your final message to everybody in New Jersey, in New York, around the world on the internet, from Penn Station on WFMU?
I'd have to think about that. I'd have to think. I'd say, you know, live every day to the most. Save your money, man. Save your cash. Save your cash. Try to live your dreams and be a little bit more compassionate. We all know that this area is all about kill or be killed and survival of the fittest. But I'm telling you, this little compassion, man, it goes a long way. You know, you should never know. I was in, 2 years ago, having meetings with a company worth billions of dollars about licensing one of my products. Walking around in a $600 suit with a gorgeous young pretty wife, and now I'm homeless, man. So you never know what could happen. Just save your money and have a little compassion and try to take care of your family, you know? Take care of your family. Reach out to people. It's not going to kill you, you know? Reach out a little more. Help your neighbor. You know, a little more, not a lot. Just say, anything I can do for you. You can always say, oh, I can't do that. Just say, you need something. That's it. You want to talk? You need to talk. That's all. So read, I don't know. Just don't get so caught up in consumerism and all of that, you know, even though it is important, you know. So,
it's a hard world, isn't it?
It's a very hard world, but from what I hear, it's not a hard world outside of the United States. My friend who lives in Europe, his life is very luxurious compared to a lot of people killing themselves here for nothing. The government takes all our money and doesn't give anything back, you know, and they give it to the corporations. Rich people run everything here. So if you're not rich,
sorry to bother you.
What's your first name?
Nikolai.
Nikolai?
Yeah.
And?
Jane.
Nikolai and Jane. Yeah. Russia?
No, I'm from Denmark. Dansen den går i midsommar, spelmänningen och fioler, sjudande liv och klingande skratt och doftande blå violer.
From Denmark. Yeah. Well, my ancestors are from Denmark. There was a Berenson in my family.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Copenhagen?
Yeah, like the suburbs of Copenhagen, yes.
Have you seen that Little Mermaid statue?
Yeah, I have.
Is it everything
times.
It's cracked up to be?
Oh, definitely.
And you, Jane.
I'm from Queens.
An old world name, Jane. Did you have an Aunt Jane or something?
No, I'm the first one.
I like it.
I just thought it suited me.
So are you guys an item?
Yes.
Yeah.
How long?
A little over a year and a month. 2 months.
Sorry. A long time.
Yeah, he knows them. Yeah.
It's working out.
Yeah, it's working out.
What is it about Nikolai? Is it his Danishness? Is it that exotic Scandinavianism about him?
Yeah, definitely the Viking in
him. Is he kind of a Viking in some regards?
I guess you could say so. No, he's a sweet guy.
Is he sweet? A kind man?
Yeah. He is.
How did you meet?
We met at a blues bar in Copenhagen when Jane was studying.
You were visiting?
Yeah. I was studying abroad there for a semester.
Yeah. So.
What was the first thing he said besides hello?
He started talking Danish to me, so I'm not really sure.
Did you say velkommen?
No, I...
That's Danish?
Yeah, I know.
Did you give her some appleskiver?
No, not right away, though. No.
Have you had apple skiing?
Yes, I have. It's delicious.
What about Jane? What attracted you?
Well, the first thing that she caught my eye, I thought she was beautiful when she came into the bar.
Did your heart literally quicken?
Yeah, it did.
Did you turn to your buddies and go, wow?
I turned to my buddies and said she was beautiful. And
what did you say? Say it in Danish. Like I'm one of your buddies.
Smoke? I think I said, I remember noticing she was wearing a red dress, and I think I said something like, she looks very beautiful in that red dress.
Say it in Danish.
Hun er meget smuk i sin røde kjole.
Do you know Danish now?
I can understand it a little bit, but I can't speak it very well.
So how long were you there?
I was there for like 5 months or something.
5 months, yeah. A whirlwind romance with Nikolai in Denmark.
Yep.
It must have been tremendous.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Who's your leader over there? You still have a queen in Denmark, don't you?
Yeah, but she has no... She's only for a show, basically.
She's loaded, though. Got a nice palace.
Yeah, definitely. Several, actually.
Good looking?
Well, she's... Maybe she once was, I don't know. She's
a little older.
She's a little older. Yeah.
Guys, I'm running out of tape. I can see it.
Okay.
What do you want to say to everybody in America, Nikolai, from a Dane?
Oh, I don't know. This is a tough question. I don't know. Come see the Little Mermaid, I guess. I don't know.
Are you guys going to get married?
Yes.
Yeah.
How soon?
We haven't set a date yet.
Yeah. Who knows?
Well, you're charming, and it's been great talking to you. All the best, and good luck. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We're in Penn Station. I have about 10 seconds of tape left here, man. What's your message of peace and love to the world? Something of inspiration. Give us hope.
If everyone stopped thinking about themselves and thought about each other, there'd be peace and love.
Thank you. That's it for tonight's Dusty Show, everybody. This is Clay Pigeon in Manhattan for WFMU in Jersey City. Thanks for listening. Please get in touch, dusty@wfmu.org. And until next week, take care. And always remember,
Therese.
Hey, hello.
Ken told me to play this album.
What is this?
And I knew it's Lee Morgan. Mm-hmm. Jess.
Yes.
It's you nice. Made me leave my happy home.
Never.
Since I fell for you, I think that's the melody. Anyway, how was your week?
My week was good. My week was good. How was yours?
It was great. It was. We both talked and agreed that the weeks were uneventful. But
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then there's a certain happy flow to that.
Yeah.
No
keep
negativity.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's nice for it to be back to normal here.
After the marathon?
Yeah, yeah. Because then we had the film shoot this past week.
Yeah, I don't know how much we're at liberty.
Well, it was very chaotic here for a few days.
Hollywood type scampering around with clipboards.
There were clipboards. There were cables.
Race Bannon wear.
There were director's chairs scattered about.
Were there really tall ones?
Yeah.
Men with riding pants and crops?
No, I did not see anyone. Or there were. I did not see
megaphones.
Any aviator scarves or anything like that. No jodhpurs were worn that
any
I could
of those,
see.
Those lighted mirrors, cosmetic mirrors.
I think makeup was all in a trailer outside somewhere.
Showgirls, top hats, rabbits, canes.
Big Busby Berkeley numbers.
Cumberbunch by the gross.
Yes. It was all very... very glamorous.
This has been fun.
Yes.
I'm going to throw the clipboard over.
Don't throw it.
I want to. I want to hear it.
Throw it if you want to throw it. It's your show. All right.
This is fun.
WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, WFMU.org.
From Alabama, right?
Yes.
Kevin Nutt and his Sinners Cross. What a great show.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
We love you, Kevin.
We do.
Even though you're down
marathon.
There, we're thinking of you up here in Jersey City.
Yes.
Looking forward to the show.
someone. Ooh, who cares? There is someone who really cares. There is someone.